Yesterday we did Siman Aleph, Seif Aleph, the first halacha. As I mentioned to you, I do not intend to do the Bir halacha inside. That's not going to be the way the shir will work. We'll do the Mishnah Berurah inside. However, the opening Bir halacha, really the second Bir halacha, but this Bir halacha that goes on that Shvise Hashem Lenegdi Summit is a klal gadol b'Torah, the Bir halacha is extremely important. It's, I would argue it's the most important piece in the whole of the Mishnah Berurah. It's a must do. We have to do it. So that we'll do inside today. We'll do more maybe if we have time. But I'm going to read this. There's the second Bir Halacha. It says, Hu Klal Gadol B'Torah. He's going on the Shvi Se Hashem. That the Ramad said that a person should always be mindful of Hashem. So look inside now the Bir Halacha. He says, it says, Hu Klal Gadol B'Torah. In the beginning there, in the first Amud. Okay. So he says, Harotz l'kayim shvisi karoi. If a person wants to properly fulfill this halach of being mindful of God's presence, it's not, again, remember, it's not being omen l'fnei melech, it's not like davening in front of Hashem, but that you're God aware, yizdarez, he should make great efforts, l'kayim ma shenichtav b'sefer achinuch, b'shem b'sefer achinuch, excuse me. He should make a great effort to fulfill what's written in the name of sefer achinuch. I don't know why he says in the name of. You can go see yourself in the Sefer Chanuch. But in any case, but if they go to Chavivuslam because they are so beloved, so important, heitikum kama gedolim b'sifreim. Lots of other great people before Chavetz Chaim also copied this idea down in their Sefarim. V'zeh loshon Chanuch, and these are now basically paraphrased the Sefer Chanuch. Sheish mitzvos. Excuse me, that square brackets there. Sheish mitzvos. Chiyuvin Tamidi. The Sefer HaChinuch, which is a book that goes through all 613 of the mitzvahs in order. So, he says that there are six of the 613 mitzvahs that their obligation is Tamidi, meaning it's continually and continuously obligatory on a person. L'yipasku me'ala adam afilu rege echad kol yamav. These six, and only these six mitzvahs, are incumbent upon a person all the time. Even when you're going to the bathroom, even when you're any and all times, these six are in effect. Unlike every other mitzvah which has their time and place, sometimes they're not nogeh, these six are always nogeh, says, and only these six, says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'chol zman v'chol rega sheyachshov behen, any time, in any instant, a person is mindful of them, kiyam mitzvahs aseh, he fulfills the mitzvahs aseh, at least the first five of them are aseh. Zayin kates the matan schar mitzvos, and there's no limit to how much schar a person gets for these particular mitzvos. Veilhem, these are them. So he's going to list now six mitzvos which are in effect all the time, which means you're supposed to be fulfilling them all the time, of course, or you're mevatel if you don't. Now, just a prefatory remark: how are you supposed to do six things at the same time all the time? Obviously, you can't. So, what the pshat on these six mitzvos are is these are going to be a mindset, if you will. This is going to define how a person feels being God aware, and it's going to be the background consciousness, if you will, the passive consciousness of the world you live in. In other words, the same way you're a married man, so you operate as a married man. You don't necessarily think all the time, I'm married and I have a wife, but you never once make a misstep and like accidentally walk home with someone else's wife or leave your wife behind the wedding because you forgot you have one. It doesn't happen because you're passively aware of it all the time, and that all your actions are that way. You know, so this is, you know, you never first help yourself some Brussels sprouts and then say, wait a second, I don't like Brussels sprouts. No, you don't do that. You're aware passively you don't like Brussels sprouts. Whenever it's no get, you just don't go for them, etc. So it's that kind of idea that this is, you're, as part of your reality, you're aware of these things. You're not necessarily thinking about them per se, but you're mindful of them all the time. And therefore, they're going to be the context from which you make your decisions in life. Like, because this defines your reality to you. So here they are. These six things are, first of all, number one, Lahamin Shiyesh Eloka Echad Ba'olam, to believe that there is one God in the world, Shehimtzi Kol Nimtzos, he created everything, Umechetzo Ritzono Hu Kol Mashahu Achshav V'Shahaya V'Shiyeh La'adiyad, and everything that exists and existed and ever will exist is all only there because Hashem desired it and wants it to be there. He's the creator and continues to create everything all times, and things are by his will. V'shehu hotzi'anu, excuse me, did I skip a line here? Yeah. V'shehu hotzi'anu mitzrayim v'naslanu hatorah. And he is the same God who, not just is the God of creation, who made the world and sort of created as it is, but he's the one who's actively involved in human history and our destiny. He's the one who took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. V'zeh mitzvas aseh, and to be mindful of that, to know that there is Hashem who creates everything and runs everything, is a mitzvas aseh. D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, the first of the Seres Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha, etc. I'm the Hashem, your God, who runs your life, that took you out of Egypt. The point is, having saying I took you out of Egypt means he's actively involved. Uferusho, and he explains, Te'edu, that means you have to know, V'ta'aminu, and also to believe. I'm not going to go into that too much now. There's two different things, to know it and to believe it. She'yesh la'olam eloka, there is a God in this world, Hamashgiach, who runs the show. Shaharei hotseisicha me'eret Mitzrayim, because he took you out of Egypt. So right, exactly right. So the first of the Shesh Mitzvot Tamidios is to believe in Hashem, but that means, we say believe in Him, we mean two aspects. Believe that everything exists only because of Him, as He's the Creator, and only not only that, but He runs the whole show. It means nothing can happen without His will, nothing, there's no way to get what you want without Hashem getting involved in it. There's no separating yourself. Everything happens only because Hashem wants it to happen. That's number one. Number two is Shlo Na'amin Bishum Elohim Zulaso, to not ascribe any independent power to anything else besides Him. To not believe in anything else's power. Shneim, as the pasuk says, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim Alpanai. That's the second of the Seres Dibros. You may not have other gods in my face. Now here, Elohim can mean power. And that, exactly. You saw it. I don't get into so much now. It's off topic. But the psukim refer to the Beis Din as Elohim. You see in last week's parsha, Moshe was called the Elohim Yachas Aaron. It means a power. But the point is, you will ascribe nothing to have any power at all. But Afilim Modesher Kadosh Baruch Hu Sholet Alakol. If you even say, listen, God runs everything. He's totally in control. It's just Rak Sheyidamid. Yeah, Rak Sheyidama B'Da'ato Shemaser Hanhagas Ha'olam L'Malach. Just that you think, okay, but he runs it, but he decided out of his own will to let some angel run this aspect of existence, Ola Kochav, or to some other, you know, celestial force, whatever it is. If you ascribe anything to be independent, even if it's Hashem who gave me independence, Hareze Modeh B'Avodah Zarah, that is called Avodah Zarah. That's accepting Avodah Zarah. Va'over, and that's a transgression, Alo Yelecha Elohim Acherim Alpanei, of this love of not believing in any force other than Hashem. So if you think it's your boss who decides if you're fired, you think it's the stock market collapsing which is making you lose your parnasa, you're over the love already. You're already over the love of Lo Yelecha. Now it's Hashem doing it. He didn't hand it over to the stock market or to your boss. He's acting through the stock market or through your boss, but he's him. Elish Yamin, you have to believe Shekarish Baruch Hu Ba'ato B'Chvodo. It's just Hashem, privately and in His own. He has nothing. It's in His own. He's doing it because He wants to do it, and Him alone. Mashgiach B'Chol Ha'olamos. He controls all the universes. Ve'en L'Shum Nivra Koach L'Asos Davar Bilti Ritzono. And there's nothing in existence that can do anything without His personal approval of it. V'lechein, and therefore Nikra Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore God is called Elokei HaElohim. He is the God of all the forces. He's the boss. So the first mitzvah was that Hashem is the only source of everything and makes everything happen, and therefore whatever you want can only come from Him. The second is the law to think anything else has, you know, Hashem as a partner in the show or family members or whatever crazy things people have. That competition, if you believe that there's any way to achieve what you want to achieve in life other than directly from Hashem, you think you can outsmart anyone or anything or access any power besides getting it from Hashem, that's already over the love of Lo Yelecha. So again, in terms of your decision-making process, you're mindful Hashem is the only way to get what you want in this world, and to think there's any other way is already over the love. The third is Liyachdo. This is the mitzvah of Hashem's oneness. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, returning over to the next Amud here, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which he says Uferusho. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim himself in the Bir Halacha here, is going to explain exactly what he means by that, by this pasuk. Hashem, what Hashem means by this pasuk. Uferusho, the pshat is Shema Yisrael, listen Jew, v'da, and you should, and know ki Hashem, that Hashem Shehiva Es HaKol, who made everything exist, Biritsono, by his own will. Vahu Elokeinu HaMashgiach, he's the same God who is over, who's controlling, who's running, Bechol HaOlamos, and runs the whole world. Hu Hashem Echad, it's the same power, Bli Shum Shituf, without any partnership. So the same God that created the world and the same God who runs the world is the same God. There's nothing else in the picture. Meaning, there's two ways you can look at it, two ways outside the same coin. Either you can look at it simply, this is almost like the mitzvah's assay of the love. In other words, the second one is not to believe any of their forces besides Hashem, and that's a love. And this is the assay, to believe Hashem is only one who does everything. Okay? The other way you can look at it, it's the same, I think, but is that there's a unity of purpose. Unity is a unity of purpose in existence, that everything is flowing because Hashem is doing what he wants to do, and everything is a gilui, or an expression of Hashem's oneness. And to think there's anything else besides Hashem at all, really, even an independent world, is already a violation of this yichud Hashem. Hashem is perfectly one, nothing but him. Good. Those are the first three. It's kind of like, you know, yeah. Then number four is le'ehov ha'makom baruch hu. This is the mitzvah of avas Hashem, to love God. Shneimar, the pasuk says, le'ahavta, and you shall love es Hashem Elokecha, the Lord your God. The Ketzad Yegia Adam La'ahava, how does a person get to this love? Hu al Yedei HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah here focuses on the Torah aspect. The Sefer Chinuch, if you actually look there, he also emphasizes this, and looking at Hashem's works, his control of history and his creation of the world, like nature, as like the Rambam does. He also emphasizes that's ways to come to love Hashem, but the Chavetz Chaim, in his paraphrase, leaves that out. He focuses on the most direct way, which is to understand Hashem's most direct expression, which is the Torah itself. Al Yadei HaTorah. Kedisa b'Sifri, as it says in the Sifri. Lefi Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ve'ahavta, and you shall love. Eni Yodea Ketzad Le'ahav HaSamakava. I would have my ideas of whatever they'd be about just loving Hashem in a pasha way. Wouldn't know necessarily what's the proper mechanism. Talmud Lomar, but the Pasuk goes on to tell you, because in the Shema it continues on, Vayu Hadavarim Ha'ele, and it shall be that these words, meaning the words of the Torah, Asher Anochi Mitzavacha Hayom Al Levavecha, you'll place them into your heart. So the point is, you're focusing on Torah. So the more you focus on the Torah, Shematoch Kach, through your study of the Torah, Atamakiris Misha Amar V'Haya Olam, you will come to appreciate, just at least at some level, who Hashem is and what he is and how awesome he is. Kolomar Shalayidei Hahizbonus B'Torah, through your study, consideration of the Torah, Yakiris Kedulaso, you'll come to recognize Hashem's awesomeness. Shalakadosh Baruch Hu She'ein Lo Erech V'Lo Keitz, he's beyond any sort of estimation, or he's infinite, he's unbelievable. V'Tis Yashev Ha'ava, and by focusing on that, this love will sort of descend upon you, Belibo Behechrech. Automatically, you'll be infused with love. The more you realize how amazing Hashem is, you'll be moved to want to connect with Him. Vinyan HaMitzvah, Vinyan HaMitzvah, Sheyira HaAdam L'Hasim Kol Magamaso. The point of the mitzvah, now this is quite a heavy duty, just like the other ones are quite heavy in their expectations, this gets heavy too. The point of the mitzvah is that a person should see to it, to lasim, to place kol magamaso, that means like all of his aspirations. Aspirations, his intent, his goals in life. Your magamaso is his goal in life. V'kol machshavato, and all of your, like what you're thinking about, your focus, in terms of where you devote your intellectual energy. Acher Avas Hashem Yisborach, should be focused on achieving Avas Hashem. So basically, this is, in a way, if you ever wanted to bottom line what's the point of life according to the Torah, this is it. He's saying the end game is to achieve Avas Hashem. This is it. This is it. This is the ultimate. Really, even more than the Maisa Mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, any of that stuff. That's Talmud Torah, which is Shakul Kenegad Kulam, is even a means to this end ultimately. It's an end in itself, but it's an ultimate means to achieving Avas Hashem, which is what you should be directing ultimately all your aspirations and all your thought is. You have this burning desire to want to and be moved to connect to Hashem. V'yarech belibo, and like you should now estimate in your heart, ki kol ma sheyesh ba'olam, that everything else that exists in the world, ma'osher, if you're talking about money, uvanim, and you're talking about kids, your family, b'chavod, and doing the right thing, being important, being significant, all that stuff, hakol hu ka'ayin. All of it is like nothing. Neged avas liyisbarach. Compared to, that's all, that everything else is a nivra, it's Hashem's creation, it's not real, it's like Hashem's dream world is created, but this Hashem is Hashem, he's the capital R real, everything else is like a joke compared to that. So since, once you know what real is, you've moved, everything else is just here today, gone tomorrow. Even children, even kavod, even not the bad kavod, the good kavod, that you're doing the right thing and you're making a difference and you're saving the world, all that stuff is secondary to the possibility of being connected to Hashem. That's where it's at, and that's where you should be focused all your energy towards that thing. Everything else is ka'ayin, means like utterly meaningless, ultimately, in comparison to the ultimate connection that a person could have with Hashem. The yigia tamid, you like expend effort ceaselessly, but vakashas chachmas haTorah, to like search after the wisdom of the Torah, leman yasig yedia vashem, so that you will be able to achieve some grasp of connection to Hashem. Here, the way you connect to Hashem, he's not a person, so the expression of love is you want to be close to him, you're close to him in terms of aligning your thoughts and feelings with his thoughts and feelings. V'koveya es machshavto binyanim hagashmim. Now this gets very heavy. A person who sets his sights on physical things, any physical things, ubahavli ha'olam, or any, like, you know, any of the, you know, vagaries of life, any temporary thing, whatever, anything in this world, really, shelo l'shem shemayim, that it, as an interest, without having a calculation about how that can connect back to Hashem, rak l'saneg u'lahasig kavod, all your interest is to make your life more comfortable, or more pleasurable, or just so people should think you're a big shot, whatever it is. So by doing that, by seeing anything as an end in itself, other than a means for them to connect to Hashem, already, with that, you are bitel asezu, you're mevatel the mitzvahs ase of loving Hashem. So you see, loving Hashem isn't just love Hashem also. It's the love of Hashem that we're talking about here is exclusive. That avas Hashem means there's nothing else. There's nothing else of interest at all to you. Everything else is at most a means to an end to connect to Hashem. Va'onshu gadol, and to abandon Hashem, so to speak, and take an interest in anything else other than that, is already has grave consequences. So that's very heavy. So just right. So the standards of all these mitzvahs are much higher than probably first thought. Step one is there's nothing but Hashem that He created and runs the whole world. Number two, to think anything else is any independent power whatsoever, and you can get what you want any way other than directly going to Hashem. You're mevatel. You're over the law of lo yelecha. And if you think that we can do this, that you're mevatel mitzvahs asay two of yichud Hashem, nothing but Hashem, right? And now the avas Hashem is, and therefore, since that's true, nothing but Hashem, you should be drawn to want to go close to Him. How the abstract is too, you know, numinous, so you too like a vapid, not enough there to grab onto. So the way you do it is you study His Torah, which is what you can like a handle to hold on to understand how great Hashem is. And the more you understand it and think about who Hashem is and what He did, then you're drawn to want to love Him more and more and more and more and more, which is where a person should be putting all of his aspirations and all of his thoughts for all of his life, and to see anything else as a worthwhile pursuit that has no connection to his advancing of his connection to Hashem, that's already you're over, according to the Halacha, according to the Chinuch, you're already over the violation of not fulfilling the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Pretty heavy. Hey, the fifth one is Yiras. So let's say to the end of the Bir Halacha at least. So this is heavy stuff. You don't hear this every day. So halacha hey, mitzvah hey, the fifth of the six is liyos yiras Hashem yizborach al panav. Tamid lebilti yechta. This is the mitzvah of yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem. It means that your fear of Hashem should be like, you should be mindful of it all the time. That should keep you from doing any avera. Valzeh ne'emar, as the pasuk says, es Hashem lokecha tira, you'll fear Hashem. Umisha but davar avera liyado, when something bad, an opportunity to do an avera comes to a person, chayv lahayir rucho, you have a mitzvah to like awake, stir within yourself, like strengthen yourself. On all, yeah, lahayir is to awaken rucho, your spirit. Velases alibo, and to put it into your heart. But also a parak at that minute when you are drawn to do an avera, shekadosh baruch hu mashgiach b'chol maaseh b'nei adam, Hashem is watching and He's in charge of what's going on. He knows full well what's going on. Af imiyu b'machshach maaseim v'yasim lehem nakam lefi roa maaseh. Even if you, What do you say? V'yashiv lehem nakam lefi roa masa, meaning that Hashem knows what's going on and He will punish, give, you know, your just deserts exactly according to the evil of one's action. Kedeksiv, as the pasuk says, im yisaser ish b'mistarim, can a person be hidden in a hidden place, va'ani lo'er enunum Hashem, and Hashem is speaking, and I won't see him, says Hashem. Hashem is perfectly mindful of everything. So this fifth mitzvah here of Yiras Hashem means that there's no hefker in the world. Everything Hashem's on top of, and everything has consequences, and you can't for a second think, oh, it doesn't matter. No, it matters. Everything matters, and your mitzvah, in practice, when you, every time you overcome an asylum, that's your fulfillment of Yiras Hashem. You really did it. It's not just a passive attitude, but it's like you're active. I was mindful that Hashem is for real, and there are consequences, and therefore I'm not going to do my action that I wanted to do. That's the kiyum, the real life kiyum of Yiras Hashem. So those first five frame essentially, that's Shavisi Hashem Negdi Sama. That's what it means to be God aware. What does it mean to be God aware? It means to be aware of these things. That Hashem is all there is. He's got what you want. To think anything else is power, and He controls everything. And if you think of something else besides Him, you're already over it. There's nothing but Hashem, the Yichud Hashem. And therefore, you should move to want to draw close to Him. Study Torah, and that would move it further towards your desire to want to be close to Him. And don't forget, He's on top of you to the point that anything you do besides that will have, anything you do, actually, I should say, has real consequences. Those are the first five. An understanding of Hashem. The sixth one really is not an understanding of Hashem, but an understanding of the human condition. So the sixth mitzvah is something a little different. It says, Shalom nasur achar machshevas halev v'uri'iyas ha'inayim, to not spy after, to not go after in the path of the thoughts of your heart and the what your eyes see. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Lo sasuru achar levavachem v'achar nechem. Don't go wandering after your heart and your eyes. So when I say Amru Chacham, the rabbis explain, Tzimur Brachas, Acher Levavachem, what's it mean to go after your heart? Zu Apikursus. That means to enter, you'll define it, to consider anything that's not consistent with proper Jewish Machshava, to deny Hashem or His Torah. V'achrei Enechem, to go after your eyes, Zu Znus. The Gemara says that Znus, that means just, that's a reference to like sexual immorality. But he speaks out, Uvachla Abikorsis, included in the category, general category of Abikorsis, of heresy, let's call it, Hu kol machshavos zaros shehem hefech da'as haTorah. That's to go after and inquire after, look into any ideas that are incompatible with the premises of the Torah. So in other words, a person has a natural inclination to want to go after that and look into it and be curious about it, and the Torah is telling you not to do it, because by doing that it will suck you away from those first five things, or in cause it will suck you away from Shavisi Hashem. You'll be drawn to consider other things besides Hashem, which will be bad news. So the Torah is at the outset saying to go walk down that path. Even the first step from the path is already the Isser, because you've, at that minute you've abandoned the path of Shavisi Hashem, of being connecting to Hashem. So that's what the heart is talking about, the thoughts of heretical thoughts or ideas that take you from the Torah. And as far as the uvachlal znus, as far as the achrei nechem, we said is znus. So who it's included in that is mishu rodef achar tavas olam mebli sheyechaven behem klal lekavana tova. Anytime you're chasing after any physical gratification, but that has no other consideration other than that you just want it. Kalomar shlo yasa osam. You're not doing it kedei sheyamod bari, because you want to be healthy. That's not your motivation. B'yuchel lishtadel b'avodas bora. You need a vacation to recoup, or whatever it is. You just want to eat because you're hungry. You need to have more strength. Rak kavanaso. If your attention is tamid, that's an interesting word. But kavanaso tamid. Your plan is always laharbos tanugim gedolim lenafsho, to just amass more pleasure for yourself. That is the iser called fun. That is the iser of achrei nechem, that you may not go after. Now, that word tamid is a strange word, by the way, because it means always. So, what if you're not doing it always? Are you over? So,
this is my understanding of it, that achrei, the isser of going achrei nechem, achrei levavchem is an isser in a path in life. That's why lo sasuru, don't go down that path. So anytime you decide, so to speak, to take your first step off the path, that I'm going to indulge myself, Hashem, I'm putting on the side temporarily, that's the isser. Anytime you do that. But it has to be that it's not that every time you finish a meal and you say, uh-oh, I shouldn't have had that last, you know, that extra cookie, that I didn't need that. You're not over lo sasuru then. That's not this. That's not walking off the path. That's just doing something you didn't need to do, and it's like an indiscretion, but maybe it's not good. But this is walking off the path that leads you towards Hashem, which you can do if before you take the cookie, you say, I don't need another cookie, but then you'd be over this already at that point. But if you just, you know, didn't think about it, it's not a decision to take a step away from Hashem, then you haven't wandered after your eyes or after your heart. That's a subtle point. But in any case, you're ready to say back by Avos Hashem. If you have any interest in anything else besides pursuing Hashem, that's already mevat la'ase. But here, to have this love, it means to sort of indulge yourself in heretical ideas or into the physical world as an end in itself. So this last halacha is saying there are no ends in themselves from the Torah perspective other than these first five mitzvahs. And if you start pursuing them, you're over the sixth. It's like a stopgap, if you will, of not going after them. That's what I'm saying. You could. So
even if I would say, like, I don't need this cookie, I'm going to have it anyway. I don't do it every day, I just do it once a year. Maybe that's not being
so old. I hear that. I consider that. But the problem with. I did consider that. And maybe it's even true. I mean, the reason I dismissed it after thinking about it long and hard, I didn't notice the word tummy till like yesterday when I looked at it. The reason why I dismissed it is this, because no one's over something always. That's an impossibly low standard. We're at an impossible. That's an impossibly low standard. Who's always just in that? Right. That's not what the Torah is coming to address. That's why I answered the way I answered that it could taka be that you always eat too much and then post facto think about it. You'd never be over. It's like that's my answer. It's a question. I would, you know, I point it coming out because like it's glaring to me what he wants about it. I don't have a good answer. The best answer I can answer is what I told you. I don't have a better answer.
You can eat something that you really enjoy, that gives you pleasure, and you can look at it and say, I can't believe Hashem has put all these ingredients
then that's
in here.
That's me'achuz.
Even if it's another one, it's unbelievable we got here.
So that's for sure okay. He's saying what you have nothing else other than you just want to have another one. Your only intention is just to amass more tanugim. That's no good. So the point is that life is about the pursuit of a connection relation with Hashem. That's just the form of those first five. And once you have other interests, you're over the lo sasuru. Other interests. It has to be like, the verb is lo sasuru, to go wandering after. I can't, the tamid is a strange choice of words. I'm stuck by it a little bit. But
it just trains themselves to be in a certain world, and they have a default position. So if you usually think of Hashem Shemayim, it's not like you didn't think they're so well, but it's a default position. You're tamid than what you're actually doing. And the other man, you usually do respect the tamid, say, it's your tamid.
For sure.
You have to think of the chasm and be like, yeah, but that's my default.
I for sure agree with that. You hear what he said? You have a normal mode of action, the Hashem word or away from Hashem. So your timidius is, you usually don't care about Hashem, you just indulge yourself. That's one way. It's for sure true. That is for sure part of what he means. This is the question that bothered me and still bothers me is, like, when does that timidius start? The first time, the second time? When are you over? It's only once you've done it 1,000 times, all of a sudden post facto. So that's why I'm making this sort of very fine chiluk. I hope it's true. The hairline chiluk, which is you could do it 100 times and not be over because you just ate too much 100 times. You know, you don't mean to, but you do. But one time deciding, you know what, this time I'm just going to indulge myself. Already, that's the first step towards taking off the path. That's my hagdara. I hope it's true. I hope that's exactly right. I spoke to Rav Milinowitz. He was Musk, and that was we came to that agreement, that understanding together. But okay, yeah. Anyways, so there's a little wiggle room when you're over it. But the point, the spirit of the law is clear. Maybe a technical point when you're over is a question based on the word tamid. I don't know what he wants, but okay. But so those six mitzvahs are what govern all your decision-making processes. That's like the so to speak, the mental furniture that is arranged in the Jew's mind as he walks through life. That's what's defining your world. These things. So to know that Hashem has created the world and nothing happens out of his personal control. To not ascribe power to anything else besides him. To know the world's like unified in its purpose, or the mitzvah's asev, not believing that Hashem is the one who does everything. To love him and be moved to love him at the exclusion of anything else at all. To understand that there are consequences to actions for real, and therefore take Hashem seriously. And finally, understand that the human condition is to want to half of your yetzer hara, your drive away from Hashem, literally, is to abandon these five things, and that can go either with your thoughts, levavachem, your thoughts of maybe Hashem isn't really real or doesn't really matter, or your eyes, your desire just invest in this world instead of Hashem's reality. So those six, that you can't do that. So those six things are these mitzvot tamidias, and that's the Bir Halacha saying that that's how you fill Shvisi Hashem. And his opening words were, these six mitzvahs are the, you know, you can fill them all the time, anywhere, always, your whole life, and there's no limit to how much reward you get for them. And really, this like defines the consciousness of a Jew. This is introducing it. This is like the most important piece in all of the Mishnah Berurah. I think if a person would just walk with this, he'd be focused on this. You get a long way, because this is really, if you will, this is the end, if you will. It's close to the means. This is like where we are supposed to be directing our all aspirations. Everything else is just details. Like, you know, Hashem, good, he wants to put a mezuzah, but there's a mezuzah there for a reason, to bring you to these things, not the other way around. Okay, so he says, kol zeh, all these things he just said, now the Chafetz Chaim speaking again, lekatzi melashono, I collected from his language, hanechmad bekatzara, like from his beautiful words, but I abbreviated them, v'kilorin hem le'inayim, that's like a salve for the eyes, v'asher ha'makayim karoi, and fortunate is the one who fulfills them as they ought to be fulfilled. So he's like getting emotional here. This is like he's he likes it. Sorry? A kilorin is like a salve for the eyes, like eye ointment, eye medicine. I guess your eyes hurt, you put in your eye drops. Just looking at them is such a pleasure. It like makes you feel good. Yeah. Yeah, eye opener. Yeah, but if it's eye opener. But he means it's like a sight for sore eyes. That's not a bad idiom. Like, you know, like you see it, like sight for sore eyes. Yeah, like it's refreshing just to see the words. It makes you feel like that's where it's at. So, then he says, he gives another maramakom ein b'chay adam klal aleph sherech gam ken b'hem. He also, the chayadam discuss at length. Okay, so that's an important, very important Bir Halacha.